Late last week, Majority Leader Harry Reid hinted that he might revive the push for a millionaire surtax. Republicans argue it would hit small business owners particularly hard and could stifle job creation. Well, the next time the surtax could come up is when lawmakers start negotiating over the extension of the year-long payroll tax cut early next year. Frank Morris of member station KCUR went to Minneapolis, Kansas, to talk with one small business owner who says the surtax would impede his ability to invest in the expansion of his business. But that is not his biggest concern.
There aren't many people out on the broad Kansas prairie, but there is industry. Here at G.L. Hewitt, boxing machines jammed into a big metal building grind steel into heavy transmission parts.
Very oddball. Think very big, very little. Unusual materials.
Tim O'Keefe runs and owns this company.
We're a supplier of last resort. So you have disruptions in the supply chain. Someone can't meet a shipping time.
May sound marginal, but it's not. About 100 people work here, manufacturing, selling, and shipping. That's up from just 4 employees 20 years ago. And Wayne Arthur here toils long hours to keep up with demand.
It's been 10-hour days and half days on Saturday, and that's been since probably April.
Record sales are earning Tim O'Keefe a bundle. He'd have to pay the surtax on income over $1 million that Democrats have proposed. Earlier this month, NPR searched for someone who makes that kind of money, creates jobs, and doesn't like the surtax idea. When it came up blank, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid called such millionaire job creators unicorns. Hard to find, and in fact, non-existent. Well,
I am a unicorn. What we have here in front of us is our 2010 corporate tax return, and you can see that we are a Subchapter S corporation as well as my own personal income tax return.
Subchapter S corporation. That means that all the company's profits are counted as income for the owner. It's a common small business setup. O'Keefe says the surtax would hurt his business more than his personal bank account. It would cut into his profits, which he says he needs to invest in order to expand and to stay ahead of the competition.
This is my unicorn mobile. It has a F-150 pickup with 231,000 miles on it.
O'Keefe takes me to another building, a big metal one across town. It's recently refurbished, but mostly empty.
So this is our future.
But it's not taxes or even the threat of them that stops O'Keefe from hiring and filling this building.
We've got the space, we have the equipment, we have the cash, we have the customers, we have the products, we have everything we need except the people.
He can create jobs, but he can't fill them. There are two issues here. For one, the company is picky, and O'Keefe admits not the easiest place to work. They expect a lot from their employees, but the main problem, he says, is location. No amount of recruiting seems sufficient to get enough people to move out to Minneapolis, Kansas. Population, 2017.
Small town. Like, I mean, there's just not a lot of people to meet, really. I mean, you're kind of stuck with the same people.
Patrick Arvello, a teenager sitting in the barbershop downtown, says it's friendly and comfortable, but he plans to leave right after graduation. Tim O'Keefe understands why potential employees might miss city life, but not why they won't follow work as urgently as Americans did in the Great Depression.
When I see the state of Michigan with unemployment rates north of 10%, I don't understand why those people, just like Tom Joad did in the dirty 30s, get in the car, throw grandma on the roof, and drive to Kansas and work for a productive 100-year-old company like G.L. Hewitt.
But Americans are not moving like they used to. The mobility rate is the lowest on record.
We're really just stuck.
Bill Fry with the Brookings Institution says Americans are digging in, even where jobs are scarce.
In fact, Michigan is no longer losing population. Now, that's after several years of having some out-migration. You could make the case there that the people who wanted to leave already have left, and the rest of them are happy to sort of stay there and ride it out.
Bad news for G.L. Hewitt and potentially for Minneapolis, Kansas. O'Keefe says if he can't crack this mobility problem, he's going to have to take at least part of his job creation machine someplace else. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.